This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back to Generation Next. It is 14 minutes past 7, and you are listening to Maddie,
Eleanor,
and Chris.
And we've got, remember, if you've got anything to ask us, tell us, comment on any declarations of love, anything like that, offers of large amounts of money, you can text us in on 0427 joy949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Minus 18's recently launched a new initiative aimed at helping people get their heads around pronouns, consisting of a video, an article, and an app designed to help people practice the use of different pronouns. The initiative's spreading around the internet like wildfire, and today we'll be chatting with one of the people involved in making this project happen. Welcome to Joy, Marco.
Hi, guys.
Awesome, it's working.
Yay. Mini celebrations in the studio. I don't think any of us have done that before, but hello, Marco. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah,
I'm really well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. So just give us a quick intro. You know, how did the project start?
So basically, it just came about because a lot of people didn't really know how to engage with their trans friends. A lot of young people had friends coming out to them and just didn't know how to support them. And probably the biggest thing that people had to deal with was changing the language they use when talking to their friends.
Yeah, I mean, my mum often complains about the same thing. Like, she has trouble, you know, getting used to it herself.
Yeah, and, you know, it can be a big deal for some people, especially some people don't even use he or she pronouns. Mm-hmm. So, basically, pronouns are the words used to refer to a person other than their name. They, she, and he, and when a trans person comes out, they may have new pronouns they want to use. It can take a bit of getting used to, but it's really important to get it right. So we built an app, we wrote an article giving a rundown, and we even got some really awesome trans young people talking about it on video.
Which Chris and I just watched that video before we came in here.
Oh, it was very interesting. For someone who, I've never been exposed to that, I've always assumed, you know, it was either he or she, but, you know, of course there's that third element, and I guess, again, it comes down to that habit, and you got to start somewhere, so it's a very good thing that you guys are doing.
I mean, not everyone is surrounded by, you know, the same types of people and exposed to the same kinds of ideas, so it's really good that, you know, you've got that outlet out there to spread, you know, the message around.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So other than, you know, the basic he and she, what are some other pronouns that you'd like to introduce our listeners to?
So obviously the most common gender-neutral one would be they, and a lot of people who identify as non-binary or genderqueer will use that. But there's also less common ones like Z, that's X-E, A, E-Y, or even H-U, that's H-U.
I'm loving the Z. It just sounds so cool. Z. I don't know.
Yeah, and I know for a lot of non-binary people, choosing the right pronoun is a bit of a long struggle.
Yeah, it can actually be quite a long and thoughtful process to kind of find the right word that a person identifies with. So it's quite unfortunate that when people do finally come to terms with what they feel comfortable with, sometimes people don't react that well purely just because they're not familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What's the most important thing you think this is going to accomplish?
I think for trans young people everywhere, it just gives one less thing to worry about. You don't have to spend hours explaining this, and it does help just general awareness. So hopefully one day there'll be a trans young people coming out.
Do you have any tips for anyone who do accidentally make a mistake? How would you suggest for them to go about it?
Well, slipping up is bad, but it does happen. Don't make too big a deal out of it, really. Just quickly apologize. You know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Use the right one and move on. Some people tend to overreact, and while that does show that you care, that can be a bit uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, I don't want someone to have to reassure me when I've made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, you know, sometimes you don't want everyone to make a big deal of, oh, I used to know you as this other pronoun, but so really sorry that I didn't use your right one. I hope you're okay. Are you sure you're okay? Are you sure? I'm sorry. And it just gets really awkward.
Yeah, makes it very awkward.
So what kind of reactions have you had? I've seen this spreading like wildfire across Tumblr.
It's been really interesting. We've had mind-blowingly positive reactions on Tumblr. I think it's up to 15,000 notes as of today.
Awesome.
We've had
like a snowball,
from the US,
it just keeps getting bigger.
From Scotland, from Ireland, all over, emailing, asking to use it, thanking us, and that's been really, really incredible as well. The team's so thrilled.
I mean, of course, there are some crappy people. Like, I'm proposing that we launch a new project, launch transphobes into the sun, but...
Yeah, it was really quite striking. Mm. We, with all of our campaigns, do overnight kind of soft launches and prepare every morning. But on kind of day zero, we had 4chan find the video and rate it.
Oh, Maddie, you have such a fiery heart, don't you? Screw that. Should be like a warrior queen.
Hey, I carry a viable weapon on me at all times. Note, I walk with a walking stick. Sorry. I don't carry a concealed weapon.
So, I mean, did you have any strategies to deal with it, or did you just sort of go, the community is going to be able to bounce back itself? Or?
We took out a few of the more gross ones, but there were a lot of ones that genuinely stemmed from ignorance, and it was really awesome to see people kind of starting dialogue and teaching and also defending and fighting for trans young people, and that was really quite touching.
Yeah, and education is the first step out of ignorance.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Like, a few years ago, I knew virtually nothing about trans issues, and I thought, you know what, I don't want to be that ignorant cis person who gets things wrong.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what... Yeah. You know, in the studio here, I think, Chris, you've never been really exposed to this.
Yeah, surprising. No. I've just been going through. I've been actually watching a bit of documentaries and, it's such an adventure and a development, and you're using up all that time to change who you are, to becoming to the person who you want to be. And when there's someone who does announce that wrong noun or that wrong name.
Pronoun,
sorry.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Then it's like a slap in the face to that person.
Exactly.
It's like, I worked so hard to get to this point. But I love this, how we are all starting to
It's definitely this. It's very jarring, like, especially when you're not expecting it. It just comes out of nowhere. You're like, wait, what? What was that?
Yeah, but it's all about just being a good person, being considerate to others.
Yeah. We're just going to keep spreading that word because it's such a big world out there.
Yeah.
So we just
got to
be persistent and never give up. That's
all. So while we're here, Marco, what else is coming up in Minus's future? There's a few exciting things going on.
So it's been a very busy month for Minus. We just had a social event over the weekend, and that attracted over 40 young people.
Nice.
That was our speed friendship. That was awesome.
Oh, speed friendships. I've run several of those.
I was unfortunately working, but
What's a speed work?
It's a speed friendship. It's just kind of like a speed dating setting, but not dating. But,
yeah.
Wow.
It's a platonic speed dating.
There should be like fast food speed dating. Like, we're living in a fast age here. Like, we need it here and now. I love it.
And so is tomorrow your dance party?
Yeah, tomorrow night we have a Halloween dance event that kicks off at 4 p.m.
So is that at...
That's at the
GH Hotel.
Yeah.
Awesome. It is going to be spoopy?
Very spoopy.
Very, very spoopy.
I myself am going to be spoopy. I have some very spoopy socks. Chris is looking very confused.
I'm really behind. What's a spoopy? Is that some sort
spoopy,
of animal?
Spooky, but
it started out as a misspelling of spooky, and then it became a thing on the internet.
It's a thing of its own now.
And there was a huge announcement just put out on Minus18's Facebook.
Yeah, it's been an enormous day at Minus HQ. Yeah. We've been working flat out, and we've just announced our latest project, the Minus18 Atrium.
Minus18 Atrium.
So that is our brand new space for LGBT young people. It's a place for activism. It's a place for inclusion, support, everything Minus18 does, but on a way bigger scale.
Woo! Like, for any listeners who don't know, I was with Minus from mid-2008 to mid-2012, and the growth that I saw over the time that I was working there was phenomenal, and this is what we were working towards the whole time, so I'm so excited.
I mean, at the moment, we've been in this tiny little office on Level 8 here on 225 Bourke Street for so long, and it's just exciting to see that we're actually going to finally get some space to ourselves.
It's so awesome, and I'm so pumped. We're actually crowdfunding to help make the space usable. Like, we've got it. It's great. But at the moment, it's just a chair and a couple of tables. So you can donate and support us at our Chuff campaign. That's at minus18.org.au/atrium.
That's wonderful.
We'll be sharing that on our Facebook later tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And where else can we go to find out some more about Minus18? I believe the Facebook is facebook.com/minus18youth.
Yes, it is.
And Minus is also on Tumblr?
Yeah.
We're on Tumblr at minus18.tumblr.com. Our website is minus18.org.au. And we actually just got an Instagram as well, minus 18 youth.
Is it mostly crew selfies?
It is entirely crew selfies.
Is anyone complaining?
Minus 18 has a super attractive crew, so get on that.
True.
Thank you.
I'm not just saying that because I'm on crew. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's really great to hear that, you know, Minus has so many things. Thank you, Marco.
You're very proactive, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll be back just after this break with a quick interview. How are you guys traveling tonight? Send us a text on 0427-JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. We'll be back very soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.